Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to talk with our friend Zach Gelb. He's a national radio host. I'm going to find out if he's back on the Mike McDaniel bandwagon. I hope he is. Zach Gelb, again, you can listen to him nationally. And apparently, according to my sources, Zach Gelb and my sources, Josh Appel, Zach Gelb is enemy number one of Urban Meyer, apparently, Gelby. You've been having some issues with Urban. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com. What's up, Gelby?
What's happening? Solana in the power chair today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Channing, your feet must really actually be broken if you can't walk your ass into that studio instead of the main chair.
Hey, well, you know, Gelb, I'm just, I'll be on First Take in the morning. So, you know, I just have some,
going to be on First Take?
Yes, I'm going on. You know, Ryan has the in, and Stephen A. Smith loves me. So, yeah, we're going to be on First Take in the morning.
So you're coming to New York City is what you're telling me.
No, we're in Daytona Beach. They're bringing me on for the HBCU days.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was going to say, because First Take's new studios are literally right across from my office. So if Crowder was coming to New York City and big-timed me again when he's right across the street, it wouldn't just be your feet that are broken. Your legs would be broken, too, because I get my people to smack you around.
I might come on Sunday. I'll let you know.
I'm going to Mexico, so.
Oh, wow. Big man. Oh, Gelby.
Big time of me from Mexico.
Vacaciones.
Tulum. Well, won't you like Urban? I love Urban Meyer.
I don't dislike Urban. I actually think he should get the Penn State job, but Urban was not happy that I reported that he was interested in the Penn State job, and he had conversations with the powers that be at Penn State. And this is now 2 weeks ago, this story. So Solana always right on top of it, of course. But then when talking to Penn State and having those conversations, answers weren't viewed sufficient or satisfactory enough when it came to NIL. And they said, you know what, we're going to move in a different direction. So I guess Urban didn't want that story to get out. But I had two people tell it to me that I really trust and then was able to confirm it another way. And since then, like, everyone's running to talk to me. So Urban responded to it on his podcast and said something that I never said in my report, and then had a little back and forth. And I responded, well, if you don't think it's true, why don't we go to your Urban Meyer's Pint House and we will have a charity event. And we could put you on a lie detector test and you could say to me you weren't interested in the Penn State job. It's funny. Urban responded to me when I had the report, but that part, if it's so false, he wasn't willing to respond any further. So that's where we're at.
Probably
I got no bad blood with Urban, though.
Heady play by him.
I'm right, he's wrong.
Once you get hooked up to a lie detector test, then anybody can ask you anything. That's dangerous territory, man. That's dangerous territory.
The only question would be just, were you interested in the Penn State job? Mm-hmm. And I know that if he said he wasn't, the little fat guy that usually does the lie detector tests will go, that's a lie.
And Gelb, unnecessary shot by you. You were off last week, so we couldn't discuss it. Now, because of that unnecessary shot, I hope you get food poisoning in Mexico. Gelb, are you back on?
Why food poisoning? That's not nice.
Are you believing in Mike McDaniel once again? Look, it, obviously you have to put it into context. The Dolphins are still well below 500. They're not going to win the division, and they're still a massive long shot to actually make the playoffs.
In the hunt, though.
But correct, they're in the hunt.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Well,
playoffs.
They have a bye week, then they have the Saints, and they have the Jets. They could be six and seven. With
you guys
still
could win seven or eight games.
Yeah, it's possible. What needs to happen to where you would say, and is it possible to where you would say, keeping Mike McDaniel next season isn't ridiculous?
I think it's ridiculous. Like, if you tell me that they somehow find a way to get a finish above 500, sure, maybe it's not ridiculous. This will be a 7 or 8 win team. The schedule gets soft. But even when this guy wins, this guy acts like a clown. Like, I know Dolphins fans love it. But a head coach, when your record's that bad, doesn't do the elbow room crap. And then after the game the other day with Ollie Gordon being in the media, too chummy for me for a guy that has, what, 4 wins on the season and they're finally on a win streak. Like, congratulations. You smothered the Bills. Good for you. And then I don't know what he was doing on 4th-and-1 late in that game. But since the Commanders are the Commanders, he ended up winning the game in overtime. But let's calm down a little bit walking around like you're swinging your Johnson around as if you're a 9-win football team at this point, like you're Mike Vrabel. You're not. You are Mike McDaniel, the head football coach of a 4-win football team. So settle down a little bit.
And what's your take on that going forward on 4th down? Because I think it was dumb, but the other side of that is that he's telling his team that he believes in the offense. He's going for the win, not for a tie. They could come down to give – I think it was a minute 41, 44 left on the clock or something. Let's end the game now. I see the other side, but I also watch how the game went, and there wasn't a lot of points that are about to be scored in a minute 40 when for 58 minutes y'all can only muster together 26 points.
Now, let's be real, Channing. You did not go to Florida for numbers and for math. I did not go to Temple University for numbers and math as well. Someone's telling me that decision gave them a 3% chance – to go win the game more if they would have converted it right there. I don't care what the numbers say in that spot. I'm not anti-analytics. I think you should use analytics. You don't need to live and die by analytics. But if I could take a 3-point lead with 1:40 to go, where the alternative is I could either get it and you still run off run out the clock, or I don't get it and the other team's going to get the ball back, yeah, I'm taking the field goal right there. I didn't understand the decision in the game, but who the heck knows? This is a new era of football where I guess you just go, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of not making any sense, Gelb, I know you have something for the College Football Playoff Committee after last night. Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director of Arkansas, twisted his brain into about 18 different pretzels about every single head-to-head and every topic and every team that they had in the top 12 last night. I know you have something with the playoff committee because every explanation was incoherent from them last night.
Yeah, and, he gets thrown into that spot because of everything that happened with Mac Rhodes at Baylor. Now he was the chairman, and now he's off. I think they're actually screwing over Miami because Miami, right, I think Miami fans knew when they lost that second game they were going to be out of it. Now they're teasing the Miami fans by putting them in as the ACC representative. I know some people are saying, watch Miami. They're moving on up. They're moving on up. If Miami doesn't win the ACC, which they're probably not going to, I don't think Miami's making the college football playoffs. So I think they're actually, since I'm on in South Florida right now, they are teasing the Miami fan, and I don't appreciate that.
What about the head-to-head thing? Because it makes sense to me, the simple part of if we're close and I whooped your ass one-on-one, I should be ahead of you.
It does, and I can't really disagree with that. Now, I will just say it's an unwritten rule. There's a spot practically reserved for Notre Dame. It's not – everyone's not playing on the same playing field. If Notre Dame, as long as they don't lose to NIU like they did last year and then they had to win out, as long as you have 2 losses or fewer and your name is Notre Dame, you are getting in the college football playoff unless if all hell breaks loose. Like, hey, Alabama lost to Oklahoma this past week. I still think Alabama is – you could make the case is more deserving than Oklahoma with how many wins – and the team that they beat this year inside the SEC, like Alabama, that's another thing that people are freaking out about. I know the results of the game should matter. Bama fell 6 spots, and now they're 10, and people are like, oh, is Alabama going to miss the college football playoff? As long as Alabama gets 10 wins, they're going to be in. They play Eastern Illinois and Auburn. So you better win those two games. And even if you get smothered in the SEC championship game, we saw last year the precedent that was set. If you lose in the championship game, in conference championship games, you don't get penalized for playing an extra game. So beat Eastern Illinois and beat Auburn, and Alabama will be in the playoffs.
But I don't think it's an issue of people not thinking Notre Dame is deserving. I think Miami fans generally agree that Notre Dame should be in the playoff. It's the idea that we're now saying the losses that you have are more important than the head-to-head wins, and I just can't wrap my mind around the idea that we're valuing losses more than we are wins when the playoff committee is juicing up Tennessee and Missouri to pad these resumes for other. Louisville flat out has a better resume than a team like Missouri or a team like Tennessee. They just flat out do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Miami lost to Louisville and SMU, right?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
The committee's telling you, and I'm not saying that this is right or wrong, but the committee's telling you, even though Notre Dame lost to Miami, they also lost to A&M by, what, a combined 4 points between those two teams, that Notre Dame's losses are better. And I know what Miami fans are going to say, and I hear you, but hey, our loss is them. We should get in. But they're just comparing the losses in this. And, you know, that's just the way that I think this one's going
to
go.
Yeah, but Miami didn't lose to BC and Stanford. Like, Louisville and SMU are solid teams. Like, Louisville was ranked a week ago. I mean, I think the ACC has a really tough reputation, and there are better teams in there that they're giving credit for.
Well, let's be real. The reality of the situation is the two best conferences in college football and the conferences that run college football are the Big Ten and the SEC. And last year you saw two ACC teams get in a 12-team format. This year, you could see two Big 12 teams get in the college football playoff format. Potentially. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah.
The Big 12 and the ACC basically just flipped spots this year. So it's a game of tug of war for who's the best conference between the Big 10 and the SEC. And it's also a game of tug of war of who's the third best conference between the ACC and the Big 12. Last year, it was the ACC's year. This year, it's looking like it's the Big 12's year to win that third place trophy.
Gelb, where are you going in Mexico?
I'm going to Cancun.
Mm. Oh, wow. Look at you. How fancy. Mm.
Yeah, that's just where I'm going. A little getaway.
Nah,
right,
it's fun.
Thanksgiving.
I love Cancun. All inclusive, I'm sure.
Yes, my girlfriend's going away with my girlfriend's family, so I don't really know any of the details other than get to the airport at this time and then leave at this time, and away you go.
I'm gonna teach you one word you need to know at an all inclusive in the Zona Hotelera in Cancun. Ready? Chela. That's what they call beers. Just say, "Hey, chela,"
and I thought it was cerveza.
Well, cerveza, yeah, but they call them chelas as well. Kind of like how we call them brews.
Yo necesito mucho, mucho cervezas. Mm-hmm. Todos los días.
There you go. Look at that.
Muchas gracias.
That's a weird weekend, Gilby. You, your girl, and her whole family?
No, it's not. That's a fun weekend. That's phenomenal. That's going to be fun.
When you actually care about people, Channing, this is what you do.
Hey, but you get drunk, you know, you're peeing on a tree, her uncle walks out.
No.
Some things can happen.
Here's the thing. I got to be careful here. The dad likes to have fun.
He
likes to
enjoy. All right.
We're watching the Notre Dame game this past weekend at the bar, and he's ordering CJ Carr bombs every time CJ Carr throws a touchdown.
Well,
so I actually think I'm going to be the lightweight on this trip, believe it or not.
Well, Crowder, I mean, okay. Crowder, now you finally have somebody you can hit up when you go to New York. I mean, forget Gelb. Just hit up his father-in-law, Zach Gelb. Listen to him nationally, Gelb. Buen viaje and enjoy Mexico.
Comprende.
All right. There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.